Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm with my fellow world traveler.
You.
Katie Maloney Schwartz.
I'm so worldly.
You really are. I mean, we both are.
Call me a citizen of the globe.
Citizen of the fucking globe. She just got back from Tokyo and then went straight to Istanbul with me. Even saying the word Istanbul makes me laugh.
Yeah. Now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, amazing. Glad I did it. But definitely when I got back from Tokyo, I was like, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
Because I went from a 17-hour time difference and a 13-hour flight.
That's insane.
To another 13-hour flight and an 11-hour difference. So that's what's up.
Yeah. I was actually shocked that you decided to go, because I wasn't going to go just because I had gotten back from Europe like 2 weeks before. And I was like, that's too much travel.
Well, the thing is, it was just the right amount of time in between, even though it was a quick turnaround, because in my mind, I knew I was going to be leaving. So I didn't have that let down period where you come back from a trip and you just really, you know, hibernate.
Yes.
And go into a coma state.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yesterday when my jet lag and hungoverness caught up to me at the same time, I fully got dressed up to go, like, on my workout clothes to go to Lit, woke Bo up, and I was like, you join too. I get in the car, and I'm like, you need to let me out. I need to be able to go to your, I have to go to your apartment. And he's like, are you joking? I was like, bring me to your apartment. I'm going to throw up. And the door was pretty much like, the car was still like driving as I flung myself out of the car in the rain and ran inside his apartment and threw up everywhere. And while he did Lit. So.
Yeah. And I was the lucky person to receive a video.
Yeah.
Of said vomit in toilet.
Okay. But how funny was it?
It was funny because the whole point that there was the
turtle.
Turtles was in the bathtub.
But I didn't know it was there. I was laying down in his bed and I'm like, maybe if I just go sit in the shower, I'll make you feel better. Then I get up to go throw up again and look over to the shower to be like, I think I'm going to take a shower. And I'm like, oh, I can't. There's a giant fucking 18-year-old turtle in there. What is going on here?
Keeping you company.
It was so weird.
It's like a therapy animal.
Yeah. Okay. So, folks.
But we made up for it today. Because, the jet lag hit me as well yesterday morning. Because I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. I went to sleep around 11. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning and could not fall back asleep.
For real?
No, for real. I finally got to sleep at noon. And slept for 2 hours.
Really?
And then had to go do my thing. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's miserable.
Yeah. Yesterday I was brain dead. I was worthless.
Okay. I'm so glad we didn't podcast yesterday then either. Because I was like, I felt so bad that I didn't even text you to be like, sorry, I'm throwing up all day. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Who still throws up when they're 30? You know what I mean?
I'm not a big thrower upper.
That's because you're responsible with your drinking. Like
I get viciously hungover, like debilitating.
And you still don't throw up?
No. It's very, like, I would say like once a year, maybe.
Do you know how lucky you are?
Yeah. But do you know how much better it'd make me feel if I could?
No, because I'm dry heaving.
Can you turn your ding off?
I know.
Sorry. That drives me fucking bananas.
I know. It's just like a dry heaving next to the toilet all day long is just, no, to me that's the worst. I was so hungover that I could not even like set an appointment to get an IV.
Did you drink
that's
when
how
you
much.
Got home?
We made only one, but it's still enough. Eggnog and rum.
Oh, see.
I had all those Saint Suzanne's of the Grove. I know. You guys kept it clean and had vodka sodas.
Yeah. You got the sugar and then you added eggnog.
And rum.
And rum on top of that. It's like me when I've drinking vodka all night or tequila. And then I'm like, I can have one glass of champagne. And that one glass of champagne.
Yeah.
You know, a game changer.
Fuck my life. It was awful. It was awful. It was awful. Bo now thinks every single time I wake up hungover, he's like, dude, you need to stop acting like a sorority girl. Like, how do you not know what you can take? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm 30. I should know what type of alcohol I can have without waking up hungover.
I blame it on Christmas.
100%.
Because that's when all the you know, festive cocktails, the inspiration is just flowing.
Yes.
Out the fridge.
Yes. And we were at the Grove. We literally went to the Italian place at the Grove, went shopping, then went back to the Italian place to do it again in one day. That's disgusting. That is, it's, and I blame that on the Christmas decorations. Well, I didn't want to leave the Grove.
I think it was because we had pretty sober time in Istanbul, relatively speaking.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that right now. So if you're a big drinker, maybe don't go to Istanbul.
No, go to Istanbul. Just go.
You can't day drink, really. No one day drinks.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing.
No one day drinks, and like that's like the best part of vacationing.
Well, yeah, you could, but you'd have to be like very low key about it. Would just make you feel like an alcoholic if you were like, yeah, sneaking wine in the bathroom. I thought about doing that. I thought about putting wine in a water bottle, and I was just like,
that is funny. If I would have seen you waltz up with a bottle full of red wine, that would have, oh my God, I would have Instagram storied that so quickly.
Yeah, but there was a little too many eyes on us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So y'all, me and Katie didn't just decide to like, hey, you know where I've never been?
You know,
it's Turkey.
Sounds great. It's Turkey.
Turkey.
Which, I mean, it was eventually, I want to go everywhere in the world.
Of course.
But it wasn't on the, it's definitely wasn't on the short list, and it wasn't on the long list.
No, it's not. It's on the, well, I hope one day I can make it there for some reason list.
Yeah, but we had this really random opportunity to go, and we're like, well, I guess it's now or never.
Yeah. So Katie and I got emails basically saying, would you like to come to Istanbul? They made it sound like it was kind of like an influencer-y trip.
No, not really influencer-y. Like, it was like an experience. We can't say exactly what we were there for.
Can't say what it was yet.
That's the thing, is that there was a main purpose. There was an end goal to be there, for sure.
You're so much better at like at being secretive about this. But I'm like about to accidentally word vomit everything.
The details were extremely vague.
Yes.
And just the way it was presented was just like, okay, well, this seems like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Like, when are we ever going to get?
And it is. Because yes, it, 100%. I don't know.
When will we be back to Istanbul and together? Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So Sasne loved to travel together.
Yeah.
We've been many places around the
world.
We
are really good travel companions.
We are. So we're like, all right, I guess this is our next destination. Here we come.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just laughing thinking about just how random.
So
yeah,
so we didn't really know like everything that would entail, who was gonna be there. We just knew we were going
to
and
Istanbul.
We're like, all right,
and we were gonna hope that hopefully it works out and there's someone to meet us there at the other end.
So I would say very quickly we got there and we realized it was not exactly what we thought it would be.
When I was on the plane with Katie to Istanbul, she was like going through her little travel carry-on. She's like, oh my God, I have the best toothbrush ever. And for some reason, I just had a gut feeling. I knew she was about to say the toothbrush that I'm using right now. And I was like, is it the rose gold one? And she's like, yes. And literally takes out the little travel container with the burst toothbrush in it. And I'm like, oh my God, twinsies. Then I pulled out mine and we had matching rose gold burst toothbrushes and we didn't even know it. Let me explain. Okay. I'm always trying to find the next best thing for like how, like cleaning my teeth and stuff like that. And for the most part, I feel like most toothbrushes are kind of exactly the same. And then I tried the burst toothbrush and it feels like a freaking massage in my mouth and on my gums. Okay. They have soft bristle, like charcoal bristles that it really feels like it's fun to brush your teeth. Plus, there's a limited edition one that comes in rose gold, and that's the one that both me and Katie have. Bo has the black one. I got the rose gold one. So let me explain, okay? Most people do not spend enough time brushing their teeth. It's like 45 seconds there, 45 seconds there. No, you need at least 2 minutes. And with the burst toothbrush, not only is it like really chic and girly and cute and comes in a cute little travel container that you can take anywhere with you. But it also has a 2-minute, that is so weird. Kardashians just came on in my TV. I think there's a ghost in my room. Oh, no, it's my dog's walking on my remote. Anyway, like I was saying before my dogs and the Kardashians really interrupted me, the Burst toothbrush also has a 2-minute timer on it to help you reach that magic number so you know exactly what you should be doing. Y'all, if you like brushing your teeth, you're going to like brushing your teeth even more because this shit is so comfortable and soothing. It's like going to a freaking spa. It's priced at just $99.99, and the limited rose gold edition brush comes with a beautiful matching travel case, like I said, and an automatic membership to the Burst subscription replacement program that sends you a new brush head every 3 months for just $7 each. $7 each every month for this top-of-the-line toothbrush. You really can't go wrong. So go to burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com to get your limited rose gold Burst sonic toothbrush when you use my promo code Stassi at checkout to get 10% off your order. 10% off your order, you guys. So go to burstoralcare.com. Don't forget to put my code Stassi in at the end so you too can get a matching rose gold toothbrush. I freaking love it.
Can we just, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell the flight part of this. And I like out of all the people in the world. So Katie and I get on our flight, and part of, you know, we were saying, we're like, well, this is like the shortest trip ever. But so like, honestly,
the shortest, longest trip ever.
But like half the reason we're like, yeah, let's go, is because we're flying first class for 13 hours. And we both love flying first class.
Oh
that,
my God.
To me, that's just the experience right there.
It's a part of it. It's the whole journey. And I know like it's expensive to do business class, first class, but when you're traveling 13 hours, even 10, I don't care what it is, it's more than five. I like to be comfortable because wherever I'm going, there's going to be a time change. And it's just important to take care of your, you know, health and your well-being.
And also
while on the way there. And
it's
also
just fun.
It's fun because your seat lays flat.
Yeah, you can watch whatever movies you want.
And there's good food.
Drink whatever you
drinks.
Want.
Drinks. Yeah. It's fun.
I fucking love it. So we kept joking that like, are we going on this trip just to go on first class there and back? Maybe. That's how fun it is. So we sit down in our seats and Katie has a middle seat, which is weird that they had middle seats in first class.
Yeah, but meanwhile, like there's we were like in a bulkhead seat, but there's like 3 feet between our seat.
Yeah.
You know. Totally. So I wasn't like trapped in, but I was like smack dab in the middle of the plane.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, well, a guy sits down next to her and I'm like, ugh, that sucks. And then he gets up to switch with someone. And who does he switch with? Robbie from The Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
Sheena's ex, right?
Well, I don't know if...
I mean, they both deny it, but, like, they took paparazzi photos in Hawaii. So, like, to me, that means you're an ex-boyfriend.
There was a thing.
There was a thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was funny because we didn't find out that he was coming along. We didn't find out that anyone else was coming along until, like, the day before. And we're like, okay, so, like, we got a little crew.
Yeah, 100% thought we could possibly be going there alone. So yeah, when
I don't know if I've ever talked about how I don't really, like, enjoy company of people that I don't know or like or have chosen as a friend.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Making new friends is really hard. It's exhausting. It takes time, effort.
I fancy myself a people person because I can talk to anyone about anything, but I don't like it.
It's draining.
It's so draining.
And we'll get into that even a little bit more because I'm going to bring that up later too. So, yeah. Sitting next to strangers who are kind of not strangers, it's like you can't ignore them because they're not a stranger.
Oh, hello. The person I've met a couple times.
Oh, Robbie. I felt my blood ran cold because I'm like, I've made fun of him on my podcast like hundreds of times, it feels like. Like, and I'm like, I don't even know how to act in front of him. I've literally ripped him a new asshole. Like, I mean, his job was influencer. Or like social media and influencer on The Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I can't not make fun of that. So Katie has to sit next. So Katie has the luxury of sleeping between me and Robbie for 13 hours on that flight. And we get to, I kind of want to recommend that everybody fly Turkish Airlines once in their lives, because the chefs come around in little chef hats.
I know, but the food was really good.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, it can be hit or miss, even in business class, first class. It can be, but I will say Turkish
Airlines.
Are we plugging them right
now? We are. We didn't even yet. Turkish Airlines, if you want to give me free shit, I'll take it.
Yeah. We'll go back to Istanbul.
Yeah, 100%.
but no, like the food was bomb.
It was.
And then, but the best part was that at the end, after like the meal and everything, they come around with a trolley cart full of desserts that you can pick from. You can pick as many as you want.
Which Robbie kept a catalog of what you ate.
Yeah, apparently Robbie was paying close attention to what I had for desserts. Thank you for that. And thank you for bringing it up the night that we got there at dinner. And they asked if we wanted dessert. And I was like, well, maybe. And he goes, well, you did have tiramisu and ice cream on the plane. Okay, psycho. First
of
all,
oh my god, that makes me laugh.
What are you trying to say? And he's like, no, I just noticed because I had the same thing. I'm like, I didn't notice that you had the same thing. And I was okay.
I feel bad because you know what? He was really nice.
He was very nice. Robbie, if you ever hear this, or if anyone is going to tell you, like, oh my god, the canine, like, you are really solid, nice too.
Yeah.
Like, very, he's extremely friendly and yeah.
Yeah.
I did enjoy. I was pleasantly surprised, you know, after spending some time to.
Yeah. So we're going to give you a kind, warm hearted shout out. You were very, very friendly and nice. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just better than I expected.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I was.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't be mad if Sheena and him just ended up together.
Yeah.
I would actually really enjoy that.
I would too.
I think that they're like a good fit.
Yeah, I can see it.
You think of both of their personalities. Okay, we'll put that out there. We'll put that out there. So we get to the airport. It's not just us two. It's not just us three. There's a lot of people.
And a lot of people we don't know. So we're like, who are we even looking for?
Don't know anyone. Had to wait at the airport for about an hour and a half looking up people's Instagrams because we got a list of names of people who are coming in the same shuttles as us. Looking at their Instagrams, hoping to find a headshot, if you will, so we can try and find them at the airport. Kind of a bit of a shit show.
It was a bit of a mess at that time. There was a lot of people. It was crowded as hell. And like, I think we were all just over traveling for 13 hours and just wanted to just dip. But we had to wait.
Yeah. So we finally get to our hotel, the DoubleTree.
Well, shout out to Jocelyn. What's her name?
Jocelyn?
Jocelyn.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to mess that up. Because she figured, took initiative.
It was like if Kristen Doty was on that trip.
Exactly.
She's like, I got it. I'm going to make the calls. I'm going to look everyone up. I'm like, oh my God, I love when I'm around somebody who loves to take care of shit.
Yeah.
You know, too. In my book, yes, now a side note, I can talk about this. I got some messages from people being like, now I feel like Sassy Show is inauthentic because she never mentioned her book. Well, I wasn't allowed to. I literally been working on this for a year.
Sorry, folks. Sometimes there's things that need to be surprises. And I know she's been bursting at the seams to share and talk about it. But
yes,
it's worth a little bit of, I wouldn't say lying, but
it's just leaving
in the dark.
Out.
Being in the dark leaving sometimes out some is things. Better. Like,
leaving it out.
But you should pre-order it. I did.
Katie pre-ordered it.
I bought it with my own money.
If Katie pre-ordered it, I need y'all to pre-order it. But what I was about to say is there's a section where I list like the different types of friends everyone should have. And I do have a section. I do have one for you and one for Kristen. I would say the mother for Kristen.
What am I?
What's it called? Oh my God.
The smart, gorgeous
one? No, wait, hold on. No, you're the tough lover.
Yeah.
Because I know that when I come to you, you're going to be like really honest and you're going to say things that I don't want to hear.
Yeah. So I that's. Know. And then at the moment, 90% of the time, it's not what anyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
But then, you know, in due time.
Yeah, I know. But Kristen's type is great because I like to have people take care of things so that we can just be lazy.
The thing is, I'm someone that also takes care of things, but Kristen just does it better. So I'm
always take care of things sometimes.
No, we are both responsible adults.
Yeah,
but no,
Kristen just whips out her phone faster than I can even process what's happening.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Delta Amex.
Like, she's like, I got. She's like, no, we are not sitting here. I have Delta Amex. Here yeah. we go.
Even if we're not in first class, I deserve a cocktail before the plane takes off because I have a Delta Amex. So does everyone else on this plane, lady.
We're in line at like the DMV. She's like, hold up, Delta Amex.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm surprised like she doesn't go to Disneyland. She's like, I should be in the VIP because I have a Delta Amex.
It's anywhere, yeah.
I can get into this world premiere. Delta Amex. Academy Awards. I'm here. Delta Amex.
Hello, Delta Amex.
So there's that.
So also Delta, if you want to also.
Yeah, seriously. We just love flying. You know what? We should just start taking flights to and from airports.
We should be travel bloggers. Now that I feel like I got a crash course.
I really do feel like I did. In
Insta influencing.
100%. Did you know that Americans are overpaying on car insurance by over $21 billion freaking dollars? That is like a shit ton. And think about it. Whenever we go to get car insurance, it's not a fun task. No one enjoys going and getting car insurance. So we kind of just like go with the first thing that's given to us. It's so hard to like compare different prices because you're on the phone for hours or you're researching for hours. And then you have to give your email, give your phone number, and then people start spamming you. And it's just fucking annoying. So you just are like, whatever, just give me car insurance. I'll pay whatever you want. Enter the Zebra, okay? I don't know why we haven't thought of this before. The Zebra is basically like Kayak for auto insurance. So you can just go on to the website, answer a few questions, super simple, and you get, it's an honest way to compare car insurance quotes from all of the top providers all at once. So it's super, super quick. Also, they'll never sell your information to spammers, so you won't get any unwanted calls or emails. So why don't we all just save some moolah together? I mean, there's no reason we should be overpaying on car insurance. I mean, if you go to the Zebra and you find a lower rate, imagine what you can buy with all the money that you're saving. So get started today and go to thezebra.com/Stassi. That's thezebra.com/Stassi and save some car insurance money. So we get to the DoubleTree Hotel in Istanbul and I guess, you know, we don't, it's fine.
We check in. We have about, because we were supposed to get there earlier, you know, it took a while to get the people and in the shuttles, and it was like a half an hour drive. And then we had a welcome dinner with all of our
other. So basically this ended up being an influencer trip. Like the way that I can describe it is like when Revolve has those like around the world trips and they go places and a bunch of influencers go and post about it. That's pretty much this is like what that was.
I never thought of myself as being much of an influencer. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll do some stuff on Insta. I'm very selective of the things I like to do because I feel like it needs to be authentic. It needs to be something that I'm like, yes, I actually enjoy this product.
Right.
But yeah, so I've never, I got a weak game on the Instagram.
Well, honestly, I thought I had a strong game until I went on this trip.
Yeah.
Will never allow any of you guys to make fun of the amount that I Instagram story after seeing all the influencers on this trip. I couldn't walk into a room anywhere without every single person having their phones up selfie storying, be like, hey guys, I'm here in Istanbul and yeah, look how beautiful it is. Also check out my outfit. I'm blown away.
There's a level of like cringe and phoniness to all of that. Like it's people, they're great at it. Once you see it, yeah, like on the gram, you're like, oh, this is the gram. You know, but when you're watching it go down behind the scenes,
yeah,
you know, behind that veil.
No, and just watching, yeah, watching them pose for their like fashion-y photos and being like, take a photo of me, take a photo of me, and having them fake walk and then look down and look to the side. I'm like, my soul just died. Like a part of me is left in Istanbul because of that. Like I can't.
Not the better part of me, but a little piece of me.
A little piece of me.
A little piece of me died there, R.I.P.
Yeah. So it ended up being like, what, 6 American influenzas?
Well, yeah. So we found out before we left that there was going to be some 6 of us coming from mostly LA, I think.
Yeah.
But then we got there and we're like, they're like, oh, there's an international group. We're like, oh, excuse me. There's more people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
That's stressful. We're talking. Like my social anxiety started skyrocketing.
Well, big group activities give me anxiety.
I don't.
Because it's like we're stuck in with like following rules.
With the group.
Yeah, with the group, waiting for people. I felt like it makes me feel like I'm in summer camp.
It made me feel like I was on a field trip.
Yeah, like if, yeah. Well, everyone's that's like, summer camp, yeah.
Who needs to go pee-pee? Go pee-pee right now. You know, where you're being sort of like herded, like cattle in places. Where yeah. You're just like,
Yes. And there were like influencers from Mexico, Italy, Brazil, fucking like everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sorry. Influencers are all kiss asses. They're like the kids in school and in high school who are like the teacher's pet, who like just, you know, and I used to be a hand raiser when I was growing up. That's just because I love to learn. Or maybe I'm just getting insecure that I was one of those.
I was the one. I'm like, I hope someone else is going to ask the question I'm thinking of, because
you are.
I don't want to talk.
I used to raise my hand. So like maybe that's why I can recognize.
Well,
who
I also I didn't want to be like over eager because I didn't want to be like, oh, great, I'm just going to make you do all the reading out loud and be super involved. I just kind of wanted to fly under the radar.
Yeah.
But yeah, this influencer business is like for real. Like
everything's great. Oh my god, this is amazing. This is the best room I've ever been on. Oh my god, I love this. Oh
everything
my god,
was amazing.
The breakfast is poetic. I'm sorry. I'm never gonna describe food as poetic, especially if it's breakfast. The continental breakfast at the Doubletree in
I was just
Istanbul.
Like everyone. Like
everyone,
just,
simmer the fuck down.
Like everyone, just cut the shit. Like let's all relax.
Yeah,
let's just like hang out. But it was just like it was just there was a level of phoniness that just I couldn't quite be down with.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I wanted to trim the fat all around that and like yeah. try to get involved and like maybe make some new friends. But it was just all of them made it really hard.
It's like I know. It's like all of them. Like none of them had. Like a cynical bone in their bodies. And like I need in friends, like I need to be like, that's the only way I can really like truly like jive with someone is if like they're a tad cynical. You know what I mean? Just a little bit, so that you can just make some jokes and be realistic about like what's going on.
Yeah. And also we have like a dry sense of humor. So I feel like when we would say things amongst the group that people would be like, what? And I'm like, it's a joke. You can laugh. Like, I don't know why. There was just like this whole like disingenuous thing that was happening all around me, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. And like, my feet were not touching the ground.
CUNT a few times, and it was so amusing.
I mean, I was not directly.
No, you weren't directly. Yeah.
But once I reached like my threshold of like I can't handle, like. Everyone's saying, oh my god, like this has been so much fun. I mean, yeah, it was really fun. But like just like, oh, our group. But I'm like, shut up.
You
what's
guys,
my name?
Everyone, let's exchange numbers and emails like at the end. Hard no from me.
Well, I don't think they were talking to us.
Really?
I don't think that was so really when they directed made- towards us, because I don't think. And also, you know, I'm not always like an approacher. I don't approach, hi, oh, hey, what's your name? Oh, what's your name? I'm not like really like that. I keep to myself, but I'm still a friendly person.
Yeah.
But like not one person, not one of those people ever came up to me and introduced themselves. Not one.
Maybe they were intimidated by your beauty.
Okay. Well, that's
I don't know. I mean, they had to be intimidated by something. Although no one asked me what my name was either.
Yeah. But then it got to an awkward point. Where I'm like, well, no, yeah, one's, where it's like no
so much time. Yeah, so much time has gone by that like we can't be like, hey, so who are you? Like, yeah, no, we've already spent a whole day together. Like just, now it is what it is.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think they just probably sensed that we were feeling out of sorts.
Because it was strange. We didn't know what we were doing there. We were like, why? Like, I literally like asked our like. You know, the people that we were, I guess, working with or whatever. I was like, do what purpose am I serving? Like, yeah. what? Why am I here? I am happy to be here, and I love that I get to see Istanbul and like
be a part of this.
Be a part of this. This is really cool, but why? Like, I need to know why.
Yeah.
Like, what am I? How am I serving you? Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. Never heard of lab-grown diamonds? Join the club. Here's what you need to know. They have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab by scientists. It's a pretty amazing process. By using a plasma reactor nearly as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty cool if you consider diamonds from the earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, meaning you don't have to be a millionaire to afford one. Lightbox's lab-grown diamonds are just 200 a quarter carat plus the cost of the setting. Their scientists have been figuring out how to make pink and blue ones. So pink and blue natural diamonds are so rare, you've probably never even seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one or several. So check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/Stassi. So like there's that. Like I don't want people to think like, oh, we had a really fun time. It was I really like Istanbul. It was really cool hearing like all like the prayer sounds, like
oh, the call to prayer was the best part about it. It was just
fun sightseeing.
You really felt, because of that, you felt you were like immediately immersed in their culture.
100%.
Like it's impossible to go there and not be like, where do I go that's authentic, or where's the food? It's everywhere. It's you're surrounded by it.
Yeah, I had lentil soup for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
I mean, no, that experience in itself was awesome, and I you know, that's invaluable for sure.
Totally, and that's never gonna happen for us again. So it's like
never say never, but
yeah, you know. That's true. But if there's another influencer trip in Istanbul, I'll probably be like, I'll skip that one. But wait. I just remembered that I was airdropping the clown doll.
So this is me and Stassi awkwardly trying to connect with these people. I'm like, let's see what this is about. So we had been taking a bunch of like group pictures. We were sightseeing all around Istanbul, and everyone had their airdrop on. Everyone was sharing pictures. Not necessarily with us, but like with each other. And no, so no Stassi, one of her favorite things to do on planes or crowded places, because her phone is named Satan.
Yeah.
So it's really funny when she sends like a crazy scary clown and it says Satan wants to airdrop
you.
Yeah,
Satan wants to airdrop you.
It's just, you know, it's just funny. It's funny. A ha-ha, because they're like, who is this person? So we're on the bus with everyone, and so Stassi starts airdropping, and they're like, who's Satan? Oh my God.
Who's doing this? You know what? It's the guys outside. I knew it. I knew those guys outside were going to be doing something weird. Oh my God. And I'm like, Katie and
we're
I are
like
just
dying
snickering.
Laughing. But then like, they kind of let it go.
No, they were like, I did it again. I let the bus drive away so they would know it's not the guys that were outside the bus. And I dropped it again. And they all were just like, you guys, come on. And then that was it. I was like, okay, that was the worst reaction I've ever gotten to airdropping a million people a scary ass fucking clown.
I mean, it wouldn't have been fun in those like those bus rides in between places and those ferry rides for people to try to like guess who it was or play a fun game or something. Like, yeah. No, they just let it go and got back to talking about like eyelashes and extensions.
Yeah, pretty much. God, influencers are boring. We need to.
Okay, well, maybe not all of them.
Well,
but
not all of them, but like they didn't really like to drink that much. Like,
well, I mean, the thing is because it's just that kind of it's very self-involved activity of like going everywhere and having the camera just pointed at you and you talking to the camera. And like, yeah, I get that you're engaging with your audience, so that's part of the process of it all. But it was just very interesting to witness all of it, because it was just like we're all there together, but everyone's on their own there.
Yeah, like my favorite thing to do was like when we'd arrive at a new location was to watch all of them immediately literally just stand with their arms up, storying themselves, but everyone was doing it. So like in the background of everyone's videos are just other people recording themselves. Like there's no, that's why I couldn't record anything. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to record just everyone on their phone.
And I was just like dodging all like being in the background. I'm like, you know, and Listen, influencers out there, we're not knocking what you do. It's just you have to recognize that this shit is weird.
Yeah.
It's not totally normal.
I appreciate the hustle.
It's not weird. Yeah, appreciate the hustle. But I know it looks, it's a lot
weird
of work
from the outside.
It's like being like content. That's a crazy way to think. And that's why I probably am not very active on my social, because I'm just like living in present and I'm not thinking about like what my next post is going to be or anything like that. But this is what they do. So that's great. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Like mad props, whatever. But like to witness it, you gotta admit that this shit is weird.
It's wacky.
It's weird. It's not normal. It's like a new thing.
But they don't no one has any shame. No one has any shame in it. Like no one's like, oh, I gotta do this right now. Sorry. I know that it looks ridiculous, but I have to do it.
I get embarrassed when I'm taking a selfie in public and no one's even paying attention to me.
I get embarrassed when I'm like, can you take a picture of me and Katie? Anything makes
then
me...
everyone turns and looks and see like if you're gonna pose.
Yeah, I know. Are they gonna smile? Closed mouth, open mouth, smize or not?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm such an observer that it's hard for me to just be like focused on me and like what I'm doing.
Yeah,
because I like to observe other people.
Yeah,
their natural habitat, the influencers in their natural habitat.
Well,
we needed David Attenborough there to like.
You need what?
David Attenborough.
Who is that?
He does like the narrative for like all the nature shows and stuff.
Oh, like on planet Earth?
Yeah. I don't know if he does planet Earth, but like he does those. Where
wait,
he's,
but
like,
that would be like, such a fun.
Observe.
Yes, that's the person.
The rare influencer.
Yes.
In her natural habitat. You see how she holds her camera with the front
and the
camera
Lumi.
Facing her.
That is a Lumi light.
Yes. Something only used by the female. Watch as she tries to capture the perfect selfie. Shh.
That is one hot dude. That would be such a good fucking like
spoof.
Yeah, sketch or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have found that I have been in a bit of a like scent rut, if you will. I have used the same perfume for about 4 years, and I'm pretty sure it's the same bottle. So it probably smells like alcohol now. I mean, I've gotten so uninspired that like I barely even wear perfume anymore. I just let my like natural musty scent go through. Gross. TMI. I know, but whatever. So when I found out about Scentbird, I got really excited because that meant I didn't have to buy a giant bottle of perfume for it to be wasted, because it's so hard to like try different perfumes, because if you just like spray a spritz on you like at Sephora and then you walk around the rest of the day, you're not really sure yet if that's what you like. So you end up just like having to buy a big bottle that is always wasted. But with Scentbird, they give you little month supplies of different perfumes. And on this website, they have over 450 different perfumes to choose from, and they're all designer. All designer and all come in little travel cases, so you can just throw them, toss them in your purse, bust them out whenever you want. Super easy. And that way you're not married to a specific scent for years and years and years. I mean, I'm a firm believer that like your body smell changes over time and shifts and stuff like that, depending on what you eat and all that stuff. So who knows what the perfume you were wearing 2 years ago actually smells like on you now. I am loving the Dolce & Gabbana one that I just got from Scentbird. That's the one that I've been busting out lately. And it's just fun to kind of like spice things up, especially with my boyfriend. I'm like, I smell different. It's like you're hooking up with a different person tonight, isn't it? Well, I guess like that's how I think about it in my head. But if you go to Scentbird, they're giving my listeners 50% off your first month today. So that's only $7.50 for your first perfume. The website is so easy. You just go to scentbird.com/Stassi. That's scentbird.com/Stassi, Stassi. Choose a perfume. They'll send you 30-day supply. So that's 120 sprays in one little thing. So amazing. And use my promo code Stassi again at the end for your 50% off your first month. Plus, you get free shipping. And you don't have to deal with going to the department store and dealing with like pushy salespeople that are like, yeah, that smells amazing on you. You totally should get this $160 bottle of perfume. No thanksies. No. Go to scentbird.com. Try a bunch of different ones. This is actually a really good present to give people to like, it's a good stocking stuffer because they're in cute little mini bottles. Go check them out and like discover what scents you actually really like depending on your mood. That's scentbird.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end. Well, at least we had a partner, a cynical partner in someone else.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't quite as cynical as us. He laughed. He enjoyed our cynicism and our candor about what was happening around us. But he was definitely way more outgoing and friendly and social with everyone than we were.
Totally.
But yeah. I think he liked hanging out with us the most. I was most excited about this because I don't know who watches Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It is, besides Vanderpump Rules, of course, it is like the best show. I get excited to watch and cry. Like, I feel like it is just the most,
I need to binge
like,
this.
Just uplifting, happiest show. The Fab Five, the new Fab Five. I know it was a show before, but they're like all just such incredible people, and they go around just like changing people's lives and are really entertaining in the process.
And what's awesome is that Tan explained. Oh, yeah, so we didn't even announce him. Sorry.
So Tan France was a part of our group on this, and I was so excited. I didn't even care. Like, normally I would try to play it cool and like not fangirl, but I'm like, who am I kidding? I love this fucking show. So I was really, really excited to just even meet him.
He was one of the most likable people I've ever met.
It
was actually alarming.
Oh my gosh.
But what's good about it is that he's so likable in a non-annoying way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he still like has a sense of humor and can like shoot the shit and like be funny and cynical and all that stuff, but like really he's just really fucking nice and friendly.
He's a very genuine, very authentic, yeah, just warm person. Like, he's exactly, if you watch the show, he's exactly what you would imagine him to be.
Yeah.
Love him.
That must be so nice. I wish I was that likable. Don't you wish that, like,
you are? I like you.
I know you do, but like, he's like likable as fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, I think when people really get to know us, we're very likable people.
That's true. Yeah.
But the difference is that we're not always, we're not shown in a light often. That is
we need to find ourselves a show where we just like save people's, I mean, like just really like save their lives in like a really awesome way.
I would love to do something
up our
like
likability
that.
Factor. Up our,
no, but genuinely, I would. But just from the personal experiences I've gone through and the trials and tribulations and the trauma or whatever, I feel like I've connected with people just having that stuff on Vanderpump Rules, and
yeah,
you know, even in the smallest amounts, and that to me has like been really, really rewarding to just have people come up to me and tell me that they've like been in an accident or they've had, you know, brain injury or they've dealt with, you know, body image issues and stuff. So
yeah,
that's something that I would love to do. But back to Istanbul.
Back to Istanbul.
So what do we do?
Oh, we were just talking about Tan, and I felt like I had so much more to say because he was so awesome.
And no, but the thing is, you need to watch. I know you've seen like a couple episodes.
Yeah.
But like, just sit at home, and they're so easy to watch. They're very digestible, but you will just cry the whole time.
I feel like I want to binge them on the plane tomorrow. That seems like a good plane show.
Well, I don't know if you can. I don't know if it's on.
If I download it on my fucking iPad, bitch.
You can't download. Well, maybe you can.
Yeah, on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then do that.
Oh, no. It's on Netflix. Yeah.
But maybe you can buy. Check on iTunes. It might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
This isn't important.
No, it's not important. But no, I want to get caught up on the whole Queer Eye thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to be our best friend, which really sucks because he's probably not going to be, because he has way cooler friends than us. But what I really loved about what he said, because the times that I've watched Queer Eye, I've been like, is this really real? Like, how much work are they actually putting in? Like, is he actually like going out and getting them clothes? Like, did they actually like do this? And Tan was like, all of that is 100% real. I have
when he said that their filming hours are like
12 hours a day
for 6 days a week, that's really intense. And like, you know, they're very involved. So it's extremely, extremely real.
Yeah, that's insane. So yeah, that was pretty much our trip to Istanbul. Short,
sweet, entertaining. Sweet,
entertaining as shit.
Informative. Not much of a learning experience, except for learning a little bit about Istanbul and the culture and eating some food.
Yeah.
And then hanging out with one of my favorite people, not you, Tan Vince.
I'll take that. That's fine. Kidding. If there's going to be anyone that will beat me. No, I know, but he deserves to beat me. That's fine.
Yeah.
So that's our influencer trip. And if anyone needs any advice on how to be an influencer, you can message me or Katie and we'll be able to tell you in detail on how to influence. How does one even get involved? Like, how does one even start becoming an influencer without, like, a platform like a television show?
I feel like it's, like, swimming upstream at this point because it's so – it's really saturated with people that just, like, put everything out there that you kind of just have to – you just fully commit, like, 1,000,000,000%. Not even exaggerating. Like, not 100%. 1,000,000,000% commit to content.
Yeah, it has to be your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Legitimately has to be your whole fucking life. It was, I couldn't even, like, when we looked up some of them, and they were like, had YouTube videos and all of this stuff. I was literally like, how do people even know this is out there? Like, you know a lot because you do go online, and I feel like you always see things before I do, but, like, I don't know how to use the internet unless I'm, like, shopping online.
Well, it was mostly, like, YouTube stuff
that but I never go on YouTube unless I need to see, like, thank you next.
That's a whole subculture that I told you just either, like, you're going to get fully submersed in it or you're just going to stay how you are.
I don't need it. I don't need another hobby.
Don't.
So I'm just going to stop. Like, when you guys were talking about, like, there are videos where people just eat.
Oh,
you
yeah.
watch them just eat.
Mukbang. Yeah. I don't understand it at all, but that's a huge thing. People have made careers out of doing that, which is bananas to me.
Like how? Like, can I get into that? Can I just go and no, I mean, I couldn't. Like, I would throw up. But
I do that all the time. Not really.
Can I just drink and have people watch me? Watch me get shit-faced?
Do you know what one of my favorite ones? She did a video, but she spent one day and got really, really high and, like, just filmed a video. And she did, like, things like play a song right now and draw a picture to see what the difference between her being really high and then really drunk is. That was really entertaining. Oh, I'm like, that's a good idea.
We should do that. That is, we could set it up in everything.
Yeah, because they had her pick out an outfit, play music, and then she had to draw, like, a picture or something.
We could do a bunch of different things.
So funny. I really appreciated it.
You could be like, send a text to, like, this type of person or something like that.
She had to call a friend. She had to call someone. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
And also, by the way, she'd never been high before. She'd never smoked weed.
Did she get sick?
No. She just was like, I don't want to. It was funny.
I had to take an edible yesterday in the middle of the day and sleeping pills in the middle of the day just so that I didn't have to be awake throwing up.
Oh, good.
That is how bad this was.
I had to do that just so I could try to fall asleep because the jet lag was real.
Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, I want to talk to you a little bit about Meghan Markle because you're the only one I talk to on my podcast about this.
We need the Meghan update.
Yeah, Meghan update. People are turning on her.
I hate that.
Have you been following this all this shit?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's made someone quit.
Oh, I didn't know she made someone quit.
Yeah, people have quit.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true or not. They said
I can't imagine that because she's so nice. I just feel like people have, like, had it out for her and she's not letting them get to her and it's driving them crazy.
I could see that. Did you read how she wakes up at 5 a.m. and just, like, sends all of her staff, like, emails and, like, just, like, is very
efficient
and regimented and just likes things the way she
likes
them.
Yeah, that sounds awful. It sounds like she's making their lives living hell. Like,
I agree with you. It doesn't sound that bad. It's just I've noticed that, like, all the articles that keep coming out on Daily Mail and everything, the headlines are just so negative.
They're misleading because I've read some because I read one that Serena Williams was like, she told her not to be so nice.
Oh, that to me seemed like damage control. that Megan's team was doing damage control, being like, how do we get out there that Megan's actually really sweet? And so they were like, why don't we get your friend Serena Williams to talk about
how she's too sweet?
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't seem like the angle or the approach that they should have, to be honest. Uh-huh. I just think they should just like chill. Like she's a duchess. She's not going to be queen. Like it's fine. Like everyone like just need to chill.
Unless a lot of people get murdered. Well, dude, I've watched The Tudors. God. I know how this works.
You're like, I've seen The Red Wedding. Jesus. I don't know. I mean, I just think that this has just been, people have had it out for her. They're waiting. They're watching and waiting for her to disappoint or to not do something right. And she's.
Well, Piers Morgan came out with like an essay. Did you read that? Talking about how Megan is social climbing actress who ghosted him.
Because he said that he was hanging out with her, and the minute that she like was, you know, with Harry, that she didn't want to hang out with anymore.
Well, like, it's like, no shit.
Well, yeah, because she's fallen in love with someone, dude.
Yeah,
and because she didn't want to be like hanging around you because she was dating Prince Harry.
Yeah, I know. Like, I read that whole essay and I was like, who does this guy think he is? Like, of course she ghosted you. Like, you guys weren't that great of friends. You met like a couple times and shared some fucking messages. Like, what? Who do you think you are that she owes a friendship to you?
Yeah.
Like, I if somebody said that about me, I'd be like, no shit, I ghosted you because we're not that good of friends.
Like, live your life. She's doing fine. She's having a baby. Like, chill. Yes. I think that's what it is, because like then she got pregnant. People are like, oh my God, we're stuck with her. Like, you didn't think it was serious before.
I would be thrilled to be stuck with Megan.
Like, they're waiting for her to be like, just kidding. I don't know. It really, really bothers me. And I was happy to see Chrissy Teigen was also crusading for her. She was like, I cannot stand people talking about her. I'm like, add me and Stassi to this army, because
yeah,
I don't know this woman, but like, I would stick my neck out for her.
But what's wrong also if she is a social climber? Who gives a fuck? Who cares?
She won. Guess what?
She won. She succeeded.
Ooh, she's a social climber.
Everyone's a social climber.
Why are you mad though?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be a social climber,
Aim
high. Guess
Mary
what? If that is the case, mission accomplished. Yes. Way to go, girl.
Yes, like, what's wrong with being like, this is the life that I want and I'm gonna go out and make it happen? That doesn't make her a bitch.
I think a lot of people don't understand is like, a lot of success in business, in Hollywood, it is about social climbing. It is nepotism. It is who you know. Yeah. It is all that. So you have to network yourself with the right people. You need to put yourself in the right groups, the right social groups, align yourself with people who know what the fuck is going on, who can help you out. Because when there's like, oh, I know someone that could be good for this, here you go.
Yeah.
That is the success in a lot of areas.
Yes.
Of business and in life, that you need to climb to the top. You need to be like, I need to be with this caliber of people.
Yeah, she just sounds smart. Like, she's probably in Mensa. Like, she actually sounds brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love to just sit there and think about her whole entire life and like literally how I was watching the Hallmark movies the other day that she was in. And I'm like, she went from Hallmark movies to Duchess. Like, that is some good shit right there.
Goals.
That is like, he didn't go for Jennifer Lawrence. He didn't go for Emma Stone. He went for Meghan Markle, the girl from Hallmark movies.
The girl from Deal or No Deal.
Deal or fucking No Deal. That's incredible.
Yeah. I just think people are just haters and they're just going to hate, and that's cool. But guess what? She's fucking winning. So.
Yeah. That's true. Well, Meghan Markle was just the last thing that I wanted to talk about, because we update people whenever I have you on my podcast about our thoughts.
I thought Meghan Markle couldn't get more gorgeous, but pregnant Meghan Markle is like,
no,
out
so
of this world,
out.
So fucking beautiful.
It's annoying as fuck.
Oh God, I love her.
It blows my mind because like, she's skinnier than I am right now and she's pregnant. It's like, how
no, but just
does her, that even happen?
Just her appearance, her fit, like she's just glowing.
She's glowing.
She looks just, I'm like, you
vibrant.
I was like, you look so gorgeous.
She's a goddess.
I spent one night well into the night sending you just like screenshot after screenshot. I'm like, look at her. Oh my God. She's perfect. Yep.
We dedicate this podcast episode to the one and only Meghan Markle. Do you have anything you want to say before we go? Whenever I ask people that, I'm like, do I make you feel like you're in trouble?
I feel like I've been just like yapping my trap this whole time.
So everyone go watch Vanderpump Rules because
we on it.
We on it right now. 9 o'clock Mondays on Bravo. I'm going to be on Watch Happens Live this Monday. So check that out too. I can't fit into any of my clothes right now, so I need to go figure out what I'm gonna
wear. You should just wear sweatpants, lean all the way in on that one, and just wear
just athleisure. Just totally. And heels.
Do you know what I have?
What?
They'll probably be too big. I have silver sequin like joggers.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. If I can find a top that would make me look good in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I might need to just drive over
or just
to your
wear like a black like little like suit jacket or something.
That's a really good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.